Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm bringing on a new guest. I actually think I had him on a few years ago. He and I kind of reconnected here a couple of weeks ago, and we've talked a few times on the phone and trying to, we're both fighting a fight. You know, we're fighting a fight, and I don't know if all of you out there appreciate what a lot of folks, and I'm not talking about necessarily Pat and Beth on the back, but there's a lot of people like C.J. Hadley and today's guest, Patrick Wood, and so many others. We had Mike Kaufman on, and we've lost that great patriot, and so many others that we've had that really are fighting the fight. They've dedicated their lives to restoring the republic. And trying to bring sense back into this nation. So we're going to welcome Patrick Wood today. Patrick, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit crazy today. I've been planning about three shows in a row here. And I'm afraid I might have done you an injustice because I was counting on you being really good today. Yeah, the pressure is on. The pressure is on. I told you when we spoke that I had CJ on the day before you, so I don't know if you got to listen or not yesterday, but we had CJ Hadley on, and she did a fantastic job and had done a debate with a guy that was a biodiversity guy, and you know, you can't debate these folks and change their minds because they're pretty set.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. There are some people down on the street can be changed, but the people that are kind of instrumental in it, they've made up their mind, and they're not going to be changed no matter what you say to them.
They're not going to, they won't even accept the truth when you hand it to them.
No, they won't. No. In my opinion, that's the difference between deception and delusion. A deception is when you just get tricked. You know, a magician can trick anybody, basically, for a while, anyway. Mm-hmm. But a delusion is when you have believed a deception. And then when you're presented with the evidence that disproves it or proves it as a trick or whatever, you refuse to believe the clear evidence contrary to deception and continue to believe it. That's delusion. That's when you step over from simple deception into delusion, when you refuse to view evidence that's contrary to what you believe. And this is exactly what's happened with many of these people. They're not just deceived. They are suffering a flat-out delusion.
I think we're seeing that with the Trump haters, with the President Trump haters.
We see it all over the place. This is not just a single issue.
And it's not just a right-left issue either, as a matter of fact.
No, it's not. There's as many people on the right that are suffering delusion as there are on the left, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, Patrick,
it's a condition that's spreading the world.
I did a really lousy job of giving an introduction for you. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do? I told you I'm leaning on you today, buddy.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm a janitor down at the city of Mesa.
That's my favorite. Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. Okay. There you go. Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Gosh,
there's nothing to be ashamed of in that, I'll tell you. But he's not telling the truth.
No, I'm not telling the truth. That was a lie.
It was a deception. It wasn't a delusion. It was a deception.
Although, life might
be easier at that.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I just have a daydream, you know, like just some simple job somewhere. somebody just
tell me what to do, you know.
Yeah. I know. Just get along.
Yeah.
I have been studying globalization for over 40 years now, mm-hmm. and I started back in the late 1970s with Anthony C. Sutton, and he's since passed, but Sutton and I got together to write about the Trilateral Commission
Oh my.
Back in those days, And we created the definitive work on the Trilateral Commission with our books, Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. I just brought that back into print, by the way, a few months ago.
Okay.
After 37 years, brought it back into print. It's amazing.
We need to sell those.
But anyway, we were kind of the experts of that day on the Trilateral Commission and their plans and their so-called New International Economic Order. And when Sutton passed in 2002, I discovered pretty quickly that all of his research had been lost. Now, this was a guy who was a professor of economics at UCLA first, and then he was a research fellow at the Stanford University,
right,
at the Hoover Institution. And he was a consummate researcher and writer, academic, and they kicked him out because he began to track the Trilateral Commission. They didn't want that, so they booted him. And I met him shortly thereafter, and we compared notes and said, you know, we've got a huge story we're sitting on. We need to tell the story. And so we did. And when Sutton passed, his research was lost, and that meant that I was the only one that had the duplicate research.
I was going to say, but you had it, right? Because you had been working with him.
I did. I had it all. And
awesome.
That put incredible pressure on me, you can imagine, to get back into the game, you know, full tilt. And I did. So I began to pick up the research trail and write again. And that led me ultimately to the discovery of historic technocracy from the 1930s. Mm. Which I very quickly pegged as the key that unlocked the Trilateral Commission's new international economic order that they swore they were going to, create back in 1973. The light bulbs went on for me, and I began to study technocracy in earnest, and wow, I mean, it just absolutely blew my mind. It resulted in my recent book, which is kind of the end of Trilaterals Over Washington, called Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation.
Wow.
And technocracy is exactly that. It is a global transformation. And we know it under names today like sustainable development, green economy. I've heard another one called natural capitalism. Mm. And these are all kind of synonym terms for technocracy from the 1930s. It's nothing new. They claim it is, you know, that the United Nations crowd, or, you know, they're always crowing about how brilliant they are. And, you know, they got this great new idea. And I hate to tell them, but they stole it. They stole it from the early technocrats. It's nothing new. And kind of repackaged it.
As far as the environment and earth worship, that's been going on since nearly the beginning of time. Not quite, maybe the beginning of may not have been in the garden, but I remember reading Jeremiah, and there was scripture in there about he was scolding the people because they call a rock your mother and a tree your father, or vice versa. I can't remember which way it was, and I just thought, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's been around a long time.
The religious part of
it
has,
uh-huh.
Yes, it really has. And the United Nations today is, there's religious overtones everywhere. That's all I can say. Just about everywhere you look, you can see some element of religion today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going into a break. We're going to continue this this conversation about technocracy. I can't even say it. Technocracy. And Patrick Wood is going to be with me the full hour. And we're going to take calls if you'd like to visit with us at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Pat and Beth Ann will be right back.
Thank you. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with us today Patrick Wood. And Patrick, let's tell folks where they can get this information. You know, there are so many distractions going on. You know, the sexual assaults, the allegations, the, you know, so much is going on that, you know, very seldom do they talk about anything such as the economy. Very seldom, if ever, do you ever, ever hear anyone in the news, mainstream media or Fox or the alternative, unless it's somebody like me that's kind of a little rebel. You don't hear them talking about globalism as such. You don't hear them talking about Agenda 21. You don't hear them talking about these things that you and I have mentioned here earlier in the show. So let's give your website, because you have some writers there, and you cover a lot of things in technocracy and news and trends. Let's get that website so people know where to go.
I would like that. My website is technocracy.news, not .com, not .org, it's .news. That's a new suffix, but it fits just perfectly. And you'll find now I've got almost 2,000 articles posted in the last couple of years, and I'll tell you, it's quite a treasure trove. It's fully indexed, searchable for any keyword anywhere in the text. And what I set out to do was not to tell you what technocracy was. I already did that in my book, and people need to read that, Technocracy Rising. But I set out to pick articles from around the world, to curate articles from all over the planet that supported my thesis that technocracy is the most clear and present danger that we have today in the world. And so I'm putting up stories that are written by the other side, if you will, okay, the proponents of this stuff, to help people to understand. I'm painting a picture to help people understand what we're facing here, you know, what it's all about, and how these people think. Because if we don't understand the enemy, we cannot possibly win the war. Just can't.
You have to know what your enemy's doing. Let me read just some headlines here, okay? China urges Christian peasants to replace pictures of Christ with Xiping. I can't say their name. Xiping. Say that for me.
Xi Jinping.
Thank you.
Like Z-I. Jinping.
I'm just a hick in Missouri, so don't hold that.
I know, and you slur it when you say it.
Like, I know.
Jesus, Emiliano.
Amazon Go getting ready to roll out cashierless store. China is defining the way governments manipulate their people. That's kind of interesting. University spraying aerosols into atmosphere will cause climate chaos. The dark, darker, and darkest side of science. FDA approves first digital pill for behavior modification. The CIA and China are competing to fund Silicon Valley startups. That's interesting.
Startup,
yeah. AI. Okay, I'm misreading. It looks like an L to me. Okay. So, you know, the things that he has in there, it's going to clue you in as to what's really going on.
That's right. And, you know, I could write an article every day myself. I love to write, and I wouldn't say I'm exactly prolific. If I didn't have all this other stuff to do, I probably would be. But I like to write, but I don't want people to believe this stuff because I say it.
No.
But people need to see what they're saying. They're the ones that are doing this stuff to us. And if you don't hear it from their own lips, it's almost too strange to believe.
You know, Derry Brownfield, you know? When I worked for him, he used to tell the listeners, don't believe what I'm telling you. Go look it up for yourself. Go read it yourself. I'm telling you, this is what they're saying. And he would tell people exactly that. And that's what you've done with Tenocracy News.
Well, we kind of had this little click, I think, over time, and somehow we cross-pollinated on this idea. my original mentor, by the way, in my peer review for Technocracy, for my book Technocracy, did happen to be Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Yes.
And he was. We really did. And he was a good friend. And I originally sent my executive summary of Technocracy to Dr. Kaufman, and I asked him, I said, look, I really don't want to go down this road, I don't think, but I want to give you this, if you would, just you read this, please, and if you tell me that I'm nuts, you know, that I'm barking up the wrong tree, I'm just going to rip it all up, I'm going to throw it in the trash can and burn it, because I don't want to go, I just don't want to, you know, this is just too big, and if I'm crazy, just tell me. And he read it. After a couple of weeks, we talked again, and he says, Pat, you've just hit the nail on the head.
Mm.
And I said, uh-oh.
So, I didn't want to hear that. I was hoping I was wrong.
I know. I was just motivated at that point to pursue it. And as a researcher, and Kaufman was a consummate researcher.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You always end up with a pile of things. I'm sure Derry had the same issue.
Oh, yeah.
When you're doing any kind of research, you end up with a pile that just doesn't make sense. But you know it's important. Maybe an article, maybe a book, or, you know, whatever, a tape or a movie. And you put it aside, and you figure, man, I'll get to it. Someday I'll understand what that is. I just need more information, blah, blah, blah. And so you get this big pile on your right-hand side of your desk, and it's just stuff that just doesn't quite fit anywhere else. And you deal with it. You know, sometimes you get lucky and you see something else, and you go, you know, I saw something a couple of years ago, and you start digging through that pile, you know, and yeah, there it is, and you pull it out. Wow, this all connects. And, well, sometimes you don't get lucky and your pile gets bigger and it breaks the legs on your desk
or
because
you're
so heavy.
Or you're pitching it and you think, well, it's 6 years old. I don't need to look at it now. You know,
That's exactly right. And if you're lucky to have an executive assistant, you just keep pushing it their way and just say, deal with it.
Derry would have me go through his piles. And I had to file them. And then I kept an index and they were filed alphabetically and numerically.
Yes, indeed.
And when I say alphabetically, like if he would have something from you, I would file it under Patrick Wood Patrick, or Tenocracy.
Dang.
It would be, it was a tough job. And then it would be numbered.
You need to come work for me, Beth Ann.
I hope you pay well.
Oh, darn.
Oh, man.
Rats.
That was back in the days when I got paid. I haven't been paid since I lost that man. It's been,
Here's what Dr. Kaufman said to me after he read my executive summary. He says, Pat, this connects all the dots for me for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. That's saying a lot.
And he said, my pile has just virtually disappeared, my research pile. Mm. And I've had many people tell me that since of the caliber of Mike Kaufman. And that's it. I mean, I can tell you that, and you would understand.
I understand completely.
Kind of what I'm saying. I can tell 15 other people out there that are just maybe kind of novices at this whole thing, and they go, who the heck is Mike Kaufman anyway?
Well, he's the one who started all of it. Well, maybe not exactly. But he did do the map I can't remember what they even called it back here with the biodiversity. And he did the map that they were doing down there in Arkansas and Missouri and in those areas and how they were redistributing the lines. It was amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. I'll think of biodiversity map.
Yeah, and he stopped that was what killed the biodiversity treaty.
Yes.
In the 1990s when he brought
with
that.
With Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman.
It was. Mm-hmm. He brought it to the Senate floor and presented it to them, and they went, holy crud, what is this? And they said, just forget it, we're not voting for that thing. And the Senate was deceived. They were absolutely deceived by these people that came from the likes of the United Nations trying to convince them to do this.
And we would be deceived if we think it's truly gone away.
That's right. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, that's the truth.
Because
it has not gone away. And the nature of the beast is so pervasive all around the world. It's not just in our country. It's every country on the face of the earth right now is suffering the same thing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, my goodness, yes. We're heading into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this because this problem isn't just here. We just get a little more angry about it because we're a really independent people sometimes. But it is something that everyone needs to know about. It's not a conspiracy theory. It actually is happening. Not just here, but across the globe. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Patrick Wood of Technocracy. I always say it wrong. Technocracy. Like a little kid was saying spaghetti. Spaghetti. Anyway, you're listening to CSE Talk Radio with Patrick and Beth Ann, and we will be right back. And the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Patrick Wood of Technocracy. I said it right that time. Technocracy. And, you know, Patrick, when we went into the break, we were talking about some different things, but the globalization and that this is a global issue, not just here in the United States of America. I am more concerned about right here. Maybe I should expand my concerns because I know that what happens there happens here. We know Australia got the gun control, and that's what they're trying to bring here. It hasn't been successful there, and they're trying to bring it here anyway. But I want to remind my listeners, and then we're going to get back onto this. When you hear these words, you need to perk up your ears. These are not conspiracy theories. These are things that are actually happening. Globalization, Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, biodiversity, the taking of land, the Endangered Species Act, the lack of respect for human life, the lack of respect for want, for liberty or independence, sustainable communities, smart growth, green world, climate change, rewilding America, all of these things and more. I was just trying to write those down as quick as I could during the commercials. These all are trying to control your life and take away your liberty and your freedom. And maybe you don't think that's a big deal. They're also trying to take control of your religion. It's everything. It encompasses everything in your life. Am I correct about that?
It really does. We've had, you know, just when you think that it's a totally secular thing, you have major religions of the world caving to sustainable development and becoming, quote unquote, green, right? Green religions.
This was so interesting when you shared this with me on the phone the other day. So I want you to tell my listeners about this.
Wow. Well, every major religion in the world today is now been co-opted into sustainable development. You have the entire Islamic world. They are rushing. They're panting after sustainable development. You have all of the Catholic Church now. The Pope has gone green. And he's supporting sustainable development and global warming and all the things associated with that. He's 120% behind it. Then you have all of the other religions of the world. Well, you have all the Christian denominations, like the World Council of Churches and all their downline, National Council of Churches and Presbyterians.
You
and,
even see some of this in church literature from time to time.
Oh, you do? Oh, it's all over. This is not just a little thing. This is all over. And the global green religion right now is just... It's just going at breakneck speed. Back in 2014, just 3 years ago, there was an interfaith summit on climate change. That's what it was called. And the World Council of Churches went, and they issued a press release right after the interfaith summit on climate change. And everybody was there, including Islamic representatives and Buddhists and everything else. But this is what they said. This is what the World Council of Churches said after that, their press release. There has never been such a large amount of religious environmental activity in one location in the history of the world. This week will mark a watershed in the history of religion.
A watershed?
It will be the time, a watershed, yeah. It will be the time that people remember as the time when the world's faiths declared themselves irrevocably as green faiths,
yeah.
Close quote.
Yeah, scary. Scary stuff.
Stunning. Just stunning.
Well, we have to be reminded that it was the National Council of Churches that took prayer out of the schools, too. They were okay
yes.
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can blame the atheist woman that spoke out, but it was them that finally did it.
Right. So the religions of the world are following right along with the United Nations and sustainable development and all this other stuff. And they of course, are expected to enforce this into their own congregations and stuff, and which is happening. We see the trickle down all over the place. It's happened in the Catholic Church for sure, and other churches and other religions as well. Islam, interestingly enough, some Islamic scholars have claimed that as much as 12% of the Quran has to do with care of planet Earth.
Interesting.
They say that. I don't. I haven't analyzed it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're saying. So there's many Islamic scholars that are just gung-ho for sustainable development for that very reason.
That would be an interesting question for Bill Federer, wouldn't it? Because he has...
Oh, yes, it would.
We have a caller from Illinois. We have Ray. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. As far as the churches go, when they're spewing that propaganda, that's not a real church.
Well, it's not a real Christian church, but it's still a church.
Well that's what I should have said.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, we're aware of that. Yeah. So, yeah, they're not standing on the word. True.
Exactly. If they're not reading from the Bible, it's not a church.
Mm-hmm. Well, they pick at it. You know, they pick and choose what they want out of the Bible.
Well, you know, I told my sister this some time ago. She said, "Well, I don't know if I believe everything in the Bible," and I said, Kathy, I said, do you have a favorite recipe? She said, yeah. I said, well, make that favorite recipe, leave a couple items out, see how it turns out.
That's a good example. That's a good example, Ray. Thank you. Appreciate that call.
I could always leave. Oh, thank you.
You could what? What did you say?
I can always leave the bell peppers out.
Oh, you don't like bell peppers? I love bell peppers. It makes it better.
Personally, I know. Joking.
You know, this has been around for so long, and I wasn't made it. I was oblivious to what was going on until I started working for Derry Brownfield over 20 years ago now, and that's when I started getting woke up to what was actually happening. Didn't want to believe it at first, you know, Patrick. I didn't want to believe it. And then in 2012, when they had the big presidential race going on, and this was before the primaries, and Newt Gingrich was running, and all of a sudden Newt Gingrich is talking about Agenda 21, you know, like it was a bad thing, you know, which it is. You know? And I had to write an article. Where you been, Newt? It happened on your watch. Well, the truth was it didn't happen, but they tried to get it, and we did not sign in on it. But you know, it's like where have you been? I mean, these people in D.C. this has happened on their watch. You know, while they're busy spending $15 million of the American tax dollars to get out of their sexual assault situations, you know, we're getting taken. You know, our land is being taken. You know, I had CJ on yesterday, and we talked about the Bundys and the Hammonds and the Hages. And, of course, the Hages, that was going on during when I worked for Derry Brownfield, and we had Wayne Hage on, and then his second wife, Helen Shuttleworth. You know, most people don't know about these things, Patrick.
No, they don't, and it was never really covered in the media outside of the agricultural world. Or at least the rural world, nobody had any awareness at all that was going on.
And even then, you know, they were the bad guys because they weren't following the rules.
That's right.
They were the bad guys.
That's right. They were the rebels. They were the rednecks. They were the cowboys and the Indians in the West. You know, most Easterners really looked at it that way. Oh, it's them renegade cowboys out there. They're just a bunch of rednecks.
Well, even in the Midwest, you know, we don't understand a lot of how the grazing rights and those things go, how those contracts were signed back in the day. And they are standing, you know, and so many of them caved, and the Bundys weren't going to cave. Yeah, I guess they were cowboy rebels.
Yep.
But they had they had every right, and Hages was set up. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Patrick with Technocracy, and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, Patrick. I'm telling you, it's the fastest hour of the day. We're visiting with Patrick Wood. He's going to, we're going to not be strangers. He's going to be on here from time to time if he's agreeable. And we're going to talk about some of these things and what's going on. Maybe we'll hone in on certain things that my listeners need to really concentrate on. You talked about technocracy rising. Let me have you push that book a little bit if you still got it in circulation. Let's get that out there.
Oh, my, yes, it is. Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. It is a foundational book to read if you want to understand how we got to where we are historically and then bringing it right up to the modern day. Mm. And also where we're headed. Yeah. And, this is just, it can't be understated. Back in 1932, when the technocrats were just really getting going with technocracy, at Columbia University, of all places, there was a book written called Brave New World, same year, 1932, by Aldous Huxley. And we talk about, it's a brave new world and stuff. People don't understand how that got written. Huxley was looking into the face of technocracy, folks. That's where the inspiration came for the book. And he called it a scientific dictatorship. No wonder, right? He wrote another book in 1958 called Brave New World Revisited. Most people never read that. But he assessed his original writing of Brave New World, and he said in 1958, he said the older dictators fell because they could never supply their subjects with enough bread, enough circuses, enough miracles and mysteries. Under a scientific dictatorship, education will really work, with the result that most men and women will grow up to love their servitude and will never dream of revolution. There seems to be no good reason why a thoroughly scientific dictatorship should ever be overthrown. That's Aldous Huxley. Oh, yeah.
I take exception to that.
Well, it's a challenge to me to say, oh, we'll see about that, Mr. Huxley.
Well, let's look about ruling by science. What have we seen in the last several months or year or more with science? Now they want us to believe the science of climate change, even though there are just as many scientists or more that say, no, it's not true. It's a hoax. It's only the paid and bought for scientists that get grant from the government, that are on board with that.
That's right.
Okay, but they want us to believe that. But I guess DNA doesn't count anymore, because I think DNA only sees two genders. And apparently there's hundreds of them. There's more and more of them every day. And I'm thinking, where are these people coming from? That science is out the door. Biology is out the door now. So what science is he talking about?
Well, science originally just meant knowledge, really. That's all it referred to. But today, science is used to be synonymous with technology and, with new inventions and stuff that are technology-based inventions.
Okay.
And this is the God. This is the God that's being set up to be worshipped.
Does that sound a little bit like Babylon to you?
It is. It absolutely is. And you know what's funny? There was just an article. I'm posting this today.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, a little bit later. But here's the headline of this article. It appeared on PJ Media. Ex-Google executive registers first church of artificial intelligence with the IRS. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I get it. This guy wants to create a godhead out of artificial intelligence.
I've lost the movie. Where they were all being run by robots. They were actually all the human beings were. Matrix. I knew it would come eventually.
The Matrix.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That kind of goes back to that, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, and some good hang time, though, by the way.
There's been a lot of talk about globalization, and a lot of the resistance against this have especially in the Christian community, have been looking for a dictator to rise up, a global dictator. Mm. And, of course, we know from the Bible that there is a figure called the Antichrist that will arise during the last seven-year period of the Bible in Revelation. But the global scholar recently wrote a book a couple of years ago about globalization. He's a highly revered scholar. They love him. He speaks all over the world. He wrote in his book, quote, "We are building this global society without a global leader. Global order is no longer something that can be dictated or controlled from the top down. Mm. Globalization is itself the order." Now, this is key to understand.
That's scary.
The system that's being created around us is a scientific dictatorship. It's ruled by the system, not by an individual. Or will it ever be ruled, in a sense, by an individual, but the system is itself the order? This is what they're doing. This is how they're designing it. They're using artificial intelligence. They're using algorithms, policies, and procedures that are being set into software that you can't get past in your daily life. Try and get more than $500 out of a or $300 out of your mechanical teller on a weekend. You can't do it. Hmm. Why? Because there's policies in place that are enforced by the software, by the artificial intelligence.
It's for
right?
our safety, you know, so we won't be yeah. robbed, you know, it's for our safety.
Of course.
Know, that is amazing. To put it like that. That is the new world order. We are in a matrix. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We need to wake up.
Yeah. We really
and
do.
I'm serious about
really,
that. Yeah. We need to wake up. You know, I have noticed, and that's how many people are behind this, and we're running out of time. But I noticed that the Bushes stayed quiet all through the presidency of Barack Obama, and now they're speaking out against President Donald Trump. It was the elder President Bush that first used the words New World Order. So what is it that they're really for? They always use the word democracy. They never use the word republic. So what is it
that's
they're
right.
really pushing? And we are out of time. Patrick, we're going to have you back. Going to have you back because there's just too much going on. You have to help me keep my listeners informed. I really appreciate it so much.
My pleasure, Beth Ann.
Technocracy.news is where you need to go. And again, it's going to take all of us, and we have to educate ourselves. We have to stay informed. That's the only way, through truth, to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.